弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们在交通以前先来祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们实在感谢赞美归给你。
Heavenly Father, we want to give thanksgiving and praise to you.
若不是你丰盛的慈爱和怜悯，我们真的不知道怎样能够往更高之去，往更高之处上去。
If it weren't for your mercy and love, we wouldn't know how to go to a higher ground.
今天我们一同在你面前，我们继续仰望你的怜悯来充满我们。
As we come into your presence, we pray that your mercy may fill us.
求你向我们说话。
Please speak to us.
也求你使我们能明白你的话。
And cause us to understand your word.
也求你使你的话能刻在我们的心上。
And may you truly carve your words in our hearts.
产生生命的果效。
And to cause us to bear fruit.
能够结出果子，结到百倍果子。
And to bear it more abundantly.
把荣耀归给你自己。
And to give glory to you.
羞辱归给仇敌。
And shame to the enemy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们读几处的圣经哈。
Let's read a few portions of scripture.
我们先读加拉太书第二章的二十节。
Let's read first Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Galatians 2:20.I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
好，这里有一个中文翻译说，因信神儿子而活，其实原文或者是从英文你可以看到是因神儿子的信心而活。
Please note that it says here, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
所以基督徒的生活是一个信心的生活。
So the life of a Christian is a life of faith.
但要问说你的信心是什么信心。
And people ask you, what kind of faith do you have?
如果你的信心只是你的信心，不是神儿子的信心，可能还不够。
And if you say, oh, this life is, I'm living by faith by myself, then that's not enough. You must live by faith of the Son of God.
所以这里告诉我们说，我如今在肉身活着，我是活在肉身当中。但我的信心是什么？是因神儿子的信心而活。
So here it says that I live in the flesh, but I live by the faith of the Son of God.
希望这句话能够给弟兄姊妹有很深的印象。
May this word truly impact brothers and sisters.
我们再看哥林多前书第一章第九节。
Let's also look now at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的，我们原是被他所招。好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这个后面这个部分，好与他儿子一同得，一直一同得份，可以翻译成好进入我们的主耶稣基督，好进入他儿子我们的主耶稣基督的交通。
And the verse, pay attention to the latter half of this verse where it says, we are called unto the fellowship.Of His Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们怎么能够知道耶稣基督的信心呢？
How do we know the faith of our Lord Jesus?
我们怎么能够明白他，或者我们怎么有他的信心呢？
How do we understand or how can we partake of that faith?
与他儿子，我们的救主耶稣基督进入交通，这是一个关键。
A key point for that is to enter into fellowship with His Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们再看哥林多前书第二章第九到十二节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12.
如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men, the thing which God hath prepared for them that love him.
有谁在还没有信主的时候就知道神儿子的信心是什么样子呢？
Has anyone who has not yet believed on the Lord known what the faith of our Lord Jesus was?
有谁在没有得到主的启示，他确实可以知道神儿子的信心是怎么回事呢？
Can anyone understand the faith of our Lord if he has not received a direct revelation from our Lord?
所以这里告诉我们说，眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，人心也未曾想到。
That's why it says here, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered in the hearts of man.
神儿子的信心是我没看过，没听过，没想过的。
God's faith has not been seen, heard, or thought of by us.
好，第十节，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God.
我们所领受的不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
神开恩赐给我们的事，其中有一个特别的，就是神把他的儿子的信心赐给我们。
One of the special things which God has given us is He has given us the faith of His Son.
但是这需要借着神的灵来帮助我们。
But we can only, well, we need the Spirit, we need the Spirit of God in order to help us.
我们再看以弗所书第一章。
Let's now turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们从第八节看起到十二节。
Let's look from verse 8 through verse 12.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们的。
Wherein he hath abounded to us in all wisdom and prudence.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he had purposed in himself.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得到称赞。
That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ.
啊，这是神永远的旨意，就是要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
This is God's eternal will, that all things be in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth.
而且我们也在当中得到的基业，就得产业。
And that we could gain an inheritance in these.
很明显的，这件事情跟我们是非常有关系的。
Very evidently, these things are related to each and every one of us.
好，我们再看约翰一书第一章第一到第七节。
Let's now look at 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 through 7.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。
For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
啊，这里相交那个字就是交通那个字啊。
And here, pay attention to the word fellowship.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见，又报给你们的信息。
This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话的，不行真理了。
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
我们一直注意到一件事情，就是神的确要在一个时间到的时候，要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
We know that our Lord Jesus has said that one day all in heaven and on earth will become one in Christ.
这件事情与每一位基督徒都是有关系的。
This is related to each and every one of us as Christians.
特别跟基督徒之间的合一有关系。
And this also related to the unity among Christians.
那在这一个合一，在这个同归于一里面，与就进入父与儿子的天父与神儿子的交通是非常重要的。
Now, in order to come into this oneness, we must talk about the fellowship with the Father and with the Son.
上次我们提到这个交通的原则，第一个原则就是要以父的事为念。
When we talked about last time about fellowship, we talked first about how we should mind the Father's business.
第二个原则就是要讨父神的喜悦。
And also is to please the Father.
第三个原则就是要寻求并且祈求，寻找、祈求和叩门。
We also talked about asking, seeking, and knocking.
那我们也提到这个天父与神儿子交通是有内容的。
And we also talked about how there was content in the fellowship with the Father and the Son.
所以这个交通不是只是一个感觉而已。
So this fellowship is not just a good feeling that we have.
这交通应该有很丰富的内容。
But this fellowship has rich content.
所以这交通不是只是这个一切尽在不言中，然后什么都没有，不是这样。
It's not as if we just gather together and we feel it, but there's actually some content.
所以从四福音里面，我们可以看到主耶稣他跟天父的交通的确是有内容。
If we look at the four Gospels, we can truly see that fellowship with the Son and with our Father, there is content in it.
第一个方面就是交通于天国或者神的国，就是讲交通于国度。
First kind of fellowship is the fellowship regarding God's kingdom or the heavenly kingdom.
因为神的儿子显现，做什么？要除去魔鬼的作为。
Why did the Son of God come? He came in order to remove the dominion of the evil one, the devil.
因为这个世界已经被魔鬼控制了。
Because at this time, the devil was in control of this world.
神的儿子显现，就是要叫这些被魔鬼控制的人能够脱离魔鬼的权势。
And our Lord Jesus came to free us from the dominion of the evil one.
所以这里有一个内容，就是神的国度。
So the content here of this fellowship is that God's kingdom is coming upon us.
因为神的儿子与天父有亲密的交通。
Because our Lord Jesus had rich fellowship with the Father.
神的权柄也与神儿子同在。
God's power was with our Lord Jesus.
所以神儿子到哪里，那个鬼就必须要出去。
And so wherever our Lord Jesus went, the demons had to flee.
所以我们信主的人应该要有一个认识。
So for us who are believers, we must have this understanding.
不是我们怕鬼。
We should not be afraid of demons.
是鬼要怕我们。
Demons should be afraid of us.
虽然我们不太了解鬼长什么样子。
Even though we do not really understand what exactly demons look like or what they are.
不是我们怕他们。
But it should not be us who are fearing them.
是他怕我们。
It should be them that are fearing us.
你这个地位要搞清楚。
You must understand the status.
我记得有一个很让我得益处的一个例子。
I always remember this very beneficial example.
我认识一个弟兄，他对这方面的事情是非常的不关心。
I knew this brother which did not care a lot about this issue.
他不只是刚信主的时候不关心，就是他信主很久了之后，他还是没有很关心。
He did not care about it when he was a new believer, and he didn't care about it as an experienced, more experienced believer.
但就是在他在这所谓大概高中的这个阶段。
But when he was in high school around this time period,
他已经信主了。
He had already believed on the Lord.
但是他对主的认识没有很多。
But he didn't really understand the Lord that well.
那他的同学当中呢，在台湾的话，有他同学当中呢，有喜欢玩，不知道你会不会翻译那个碟仙呢？
Okay, so in Taiwan, he played with his high school friends this kind of disc game.
那他同学有一次都玩得很高兴的时候。
One time when his friends were playing and they were having a good time with this disc, this top.
这个弟兄呢，往当中一站，他好奇看你们在干什么。
And this brother decided to check out what were they playing. He was curious.
没想到他往那一站呢，对他们玩不下去了。
But as soon as he came, they couldn't play this game anymore.
那不动啊！
The top wouldn't move anymore.
怎么弄也弄不动。
This top which usually spun wouldn't spin anymore.
那个主持人就说：“谁是基督徒啊？”
And the person who was in charge of the game said, "Who is a Christian here?"
请你离开啊！
Please leave.
我们弟兄只好摸着鼻子不走了。
And so our brother had to leave.
他继续玩。
because they're playing the game was called the Devil's Top, and so they're playing that game.
我们很需要知道，神儿子显现是除去魔鬼的作为。
We must understand that our Lord's presence removes the presence of devils.
神儿子常常在天父面前交通国度的事情。
Our Lord Jesus constantly fellowship about the kingdom of heaven with our Father.
把神的权柄带到地上来。
And he brought God's power here to earth.
把神的权柄带到他所到的每一个地方。所接触到的每一个人。
And he brought God's power to wherever he went and to whoever he met.
不但到那边呢，也使经历到神权柄的人能够求神的国，求神的义。
And he also caused people he met to seek God and his righteousness.
好，所以这是一个很重要的。
So this is very important.
我们其实这都不是我们原来有的东西。
This was not what we had at first.
另外一个交通就是其实在这个地上来讲的话是很大的贫乏。
Another kind of fellowship is something that we have yet to,
这个贫乏呢就是说缺少神的丰富，缺少天上的丰富。
It's talking about the manifestation of God's power and his richness.
这些呢，但是神儿子来呢要把神的丰富带到地上来。
But we know that God came, our Lord Jesus came to bring God's power and his richness to us.
这实在是需要经过那个交通的过程。
And this also requires fellowship.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你在服侍主的时候，你有没有觉得很困难
？I don't know, brothers and sisters, when you're serving God, have you ever felt it was very difficult?
神常常把我们摆在一个环境，就是你所面对的需要是大过你所有的。
Have you ever? We know that many times we are in situations where your needs are vastly greater than what you can afford to.What you can afford.
如果我们没有神，不认识神，我就放弃了。
In those situations, if you do not believe in God, it's very easy to just give up.
但是如果你认识神是那一切丰富的源头，他是使无变为有，他是死而复活的神。
But if you understand that our God is the God of richness, the God who was raised from the dead.
所以当你面对极大的需要的时候，你需要经过在神面前交通。把丰富供应下来。
You can, through fellowship with our Father, with the Lord Jesus Christ, bring His richness into your own life.
主耶稣他在地上服侍的时候
，When our Lord Jesus was serving on this earth,
他不是带着千万的金银跟随他。
He didn't bring lots of bullions of gold with him.
他连自己的生活费都需要几个妇女来帮助他。
Even his own expenses had to be taken care of by some kind-hearted people.
但是当人受他的帮助，得他的吸引，不断的召聚到他面前的时候
，But when people are constantly drawn to his presence，
他不只是医病赶鬼
，He didn't only just heal the sick and drive out demons。
他甚至说，告诉门徒说， 你给这五千个人吃饱吧。
But he also fed the 5,000.
那看来看去呢，没有东西可以吃啊，只剩下五个饼两条鱼啊。
And at that time they said, hey, there's only 5 loaves and 2 fish.
但神的儿子要把天上的丰富开启下来，送下来。
But the Lord Jesus wants to bring God's power and richness down here to earth.
就从这五个饼两条鱼，然后让五千人吃饱。
And so from these 5 loaves and 2 fish, he was able to feed 5,000.
你不觉得这是很奇妙的事情？
Don't you think this is something very marvelous?
啊，这个其实不是只有这个主耶稣做过。
But our Lord Jesus was not the only one who did this.
啊，我们知道在教会历史的一个这个。抚养孤儿很有名的叫 George Mueller。
But we also know in church history there was this very famous person who took care of orphans and his name was George Mueller.
他并不是说他是很有钱的人，所以他来养孤儿。
It wasn't because he was a millionaire that he was able to take care of all these orphans.
他也不是找了这个很强力的支持者说，你每个月要给我多少钱，然后我可以养孤儿。
And he wasn't one who found a patron to be able to supply him with all the needed resources.
他是每一餐每一天去开启神天上的供应。
But rather, he prayed every day, every meal for the Lord's provision.
这就是进入到神儿子与天父的交通。
This is entering into fellowship with the Father and the Son.
所以他可以在个人是一无所有，但是却可以养到成千的。
So he could himself, even though he did not have much, yet he was able to raise so many orphans.
所以今天我们在服事当中，如果我们愿意去经历主的话，你有机会经历到的。
If you are willing to serve God here and you are willing to enter that fellowship, you will experience that.
神不是等到我们已经钱财万贯了，他说啊，你来服事主，因为你很有钱，所以你来服事主。
God is not asking us to earn a lot and then come before Him and say, okay, now we can serve you.
神所呼召的大部分都是没钱的人。
God, the majority of people God has called are people who don't have much.
而且讲实在的，再有钱，如果人地上人再有钱，面对实际上的那个真正的需要，都是不足为道的，太少了。
And if you think about it, actually, no matter how much money you're earning, it will never be enough necessarily for all your needs or wants.
所以神的儿子来，他就先示范给我们看。
So our Lord Jesus, when he came, he first demonstrated to us.
生命的供应或者神的丰富是经过神儿子与天父的交通带下来的。
That God's power, his richness, is brought to us through fellowship with our Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们如果要进入这个服事，我们需要进入这个交通。
So if we want to enter into service today, we must enter into that fellowship.
啊，这是一个很宝贵的事情。
This is something that's very precious.
而且这个很开我们的心胸。
And this truly should open our hearts.
啊，如果我现在是用不完的财宝，然后我来服侍的话，那是一种心态。
If we come before the Lord and we have much riches, then that's one attitude.
但是我是一无所有，但是主却是把极大的需要给我，要叫我服侍。
But on the other hand, you could not have much, but you have the Lord richly bless you.
然后每一次都是神从宝座把丰富供应下来，每一次都显出神的恩典和荣耀出来。
And it could be that our Lord from His throne richly blesses us each and every time that we need it.
不晓得哪一种情况对神的认识是更深入、更清楚的。
I don't know which kind of example, which kind of attitude will help you to learn more.
所以这是我们要想一想。
So that's something for us to ponder.
啊，这是可以经历的。
This is something that you can experience actually.
这不是讲一个，好像写一个小说、一个故事。
This is not just a little story or a little theory.
啊，第三方面就是交通基督的身体怎么建造。
The third aspect is talking about how to build up the body of Christ.
我们不要看远，光主招那十二个门徒就很困难。
We do not have to look very far. If we just look at the 12 disciples that our Lord has called, we can see already some issues.
我们上次提过犹大，主都知道他要卖他了，那这是很困难的事情。
We talked about last time that our Lord Jesus had called Judah to be one of his disciples, even though he knew he would betray him. That was already a problem.
那彼得也常常闯祸啊。主还没有这个想法，主已经那个彼得已经替主先说了答案了。
And we also know that Peter talked a lot, and he often got into trouble by saying things that our Lord Jesus did not necessarily approve of.
但是主就是因为有天父的同在，所以知道怎么帮助他。
But because our Lord Jesus had fellowship with the Father, he knew what to do.
就像约翰啊，或者是雅各啊，你知道我们现在看到约翰，看到约翰福音这个约翰，我们感觉是一个约翰。
When we and speaking of James and John, we know especially for John, when we see him in the Gospel of John, we see him as someone very gentle.
但是你如果看到这个路加福音的约翰讲到的约翰什么，他说，主，你若你都可以的话，我吩咐火从天上下来把他们烧死。
But if you look at the description of John in the Gospel of Luke, you realize that John is someone who said to the Lord, "Hey, you know, allow me to ask God to send fire from heaven and consume these people over there."
所以圣经称他们是雷子，常常发脾气的。And
that's why their nicknames were the sons of thunder, people who often got angry.
你跟一个常常发脾气的人在一起，你怎么好相处呢？
It's very difficult to work with people who get angry very easily.
但是神在他们身上做工。
But God was able to work in their lives.
神儿子在他们身上做工。
And God's Son was able to work in their lives.
神儿子把他自己的信心，把他自己的交通赐给他们。
And God gave God's Son gave them His fellowship and His faith.
所以，讲到交通最多的还是约翰。And
that's why John was the one who talked the most about fellowship.
然后，所以听说这个我是没有去看过哈。听说你说到这个法国的这个博物馆去看的话，那约翰的像都像女孩子。
So I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that if you go to France to the museums and you take a look at the paintings of John, John often looks feminine-like.
因为他就是说爱的使徒啊。Because
he was a disciple of love.
所以就是说这是个变化很大很大。So
we can see that his transformation was very great.
所以里面本来充满了炸药的，变成充满了爱。We
can see that his heart was once full of fighting, but now it is full of love.
这个是进入那个交通的结果。
This is the result of entering into that kind of fellowship.
所以神的儿子他在地上，他要知道怎么能够建造这些人。
And our Lord Jesus, when he was on this earth, he had to find out how to build up these people.
那今天我们弟兄姊妹在一起，我们也需要主怜悯我们。
And brothers and sisters today, we also need the Lord's guidance and mercy.
我们是彼此建造的对象。
We are building each one of us up.
我们不是互相审判的对象。
We are not supposed to be judging one another.
我们是互相建造的对象。
We are supposed to be building one another up.
但是我们每一个人都有很大的弱点。
But we all have a weakness.
我们的弱点大到个地步，我们自己都不知道怎么办。
And our weaknesses are so great that to a point we don't know what to do.
所以每一次如果有人要求我们说，你这个为什么不改一改啊？就是改不了。
And so oftentimes when brothers and sisters ask us, hey, why don't you change this? You would say, oh, this can't be changed, really.
虽然我们自己改不了，但是神还是要把我们放在一起。
But even though we cannot change ourselves necessarily, but God still puts us together.
所以这个交通就变得很需要。
And so that's why this fellowship is very necessary.
另外，神儿子不但是要建立基督的身体，神要把他的儿子，神他的要把神儿子把他的教会能够建在地上。And
not only does God want to establish his body, but God wants to establish His church on this earth through fellowship.
所以教会的开始不是人开始的。So
the church, as we know, was not started by people.
教会这个词。 是从神儿子先讲出来的。
This phrase church was actually established by God Himself.
所以这个对我们来讲的话，对我们身为人，我们有时候觉得很困难。
So for us, sometimes it might be difficult.
所以神儿子他需要把这一个启示给他的儿女。
And that's why God had to personally reveal it to His children.
所以第一批受启示的就是十二个使徒。
So the first people to whom God revealed it were the 12 disciples.
但是 要受启示，首先要认识神儿子是谁。
But in order to receive this revelation, they had to first understand who God's Son exactly was.
所以神儿子他在与天父交通，并且他在跟这个使徒在一起的时候，他要让使徒认识他是谁。
And so when our Lord Jesus fellowshiped with the Father and with his disciples, he had to let them understand who he exactly was.
他认识的耶稣基督是谁, 然后才有教会怎么样建造。
If the disciples understood who Jesus was, then they could understand exactly how to build the church.
所以如果我们不知道耶稣基督是谁, 其实要进入教会建造是很困难的。
So if we don't even understand what our Lord Jesus is exactly, it's very difficult to enter in and build the church.
所以彼得说, 你是神的儿子, 是永生神的儿子, 是基督。
That's why Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
那主说, 这是天父启示你的。
And as soon as he said that, Jesus said to him, "This was revealed to you by my Father."
那根据这个启示, 主说, 我的教会要建造在这个磐石上。
And because of this revelation, our Lord Jesus said, my church shall be built upon this rock.
所以今天这个交通也继续要在我们当中。
And we hope that this fellowship could be among us as well.
而基督, 永生神的儿子, 他是必须要被钉十字架, 他必须要死而复活。
Our Lord Jesus Christ must be crucified. He had to be crucified.
所以这些呢, 都不是光讲道理可以的。
And remember, this is not all just theories, not just doctrines.
所以主一面把这个信息告诉他们, 一面主见证他所说的信息。
So on the one hand, our Lord Jesus not only testified, but on the other hand, he also showed how his testimony was valid.
好, 那另外一面呢, 要交通的就是什么? 神的智慧和道路。
Another aspect of fellowship that we must talk about is God's path and his wisdom.
神的智慧和道路, 在我们来讲哈, 我们特别从祷告方面去能够经历到。
God's path, wisdom and his path, we can understand this more actually through the aspect of prayer.
我们平常应该怎么祷告?
How should we pray?
主教门徒的祷告是我们一个很重要的根据。
Of course, how the Lord taught his disciples how to pray is a very good example.
他说, 父啊, 愿人尊你的名为圣, 愿你的国降临, 愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
He said, "Our Father in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
这不能只是一个记得的词而已。
This should not be just a phrase that we memorize.
所以当我们在交通的时候, 需要在这个交通当中能够认识父的名的宝贵。
So in our fellowship with one another, we should truly understand what exactly does it mean to have to treat God's name as holy.
在这个交通的时候, 能够里面逐渐对父的国越来越明白。
And in our fellowship, we must truly understand the importance of God's kingdom.
在这个交通里面, 能够接受父神的旨意。
And in our fellowship, we should also understand exactly how to accept the Father's will.
那在祷告里面有另外一个功课什么? 我们的日用饮食今日赐给我们。
And no, also in the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Give us today our daily bread."
所以这就是什么? 仰望神的供应。
What is this talking about? This is talking about waiting upon the Lord for his provision.
我们这个人常常很容易气馁的, 常常很容易灰心的。
For us, oftentimes we worry, we're timid, we give up easily.
但是你如果学会了, 经历到了, 而且有把握神的供应, 你就发现你永不会气馁。
But if we are confident that the Lord will provide, then we will never be weary, we will never give up.
而在祷告里面呢, 也要处理人和人之间的问题。
And in prayer, we also must deal with problems between brothers and sisters.
通常我们处理人和人之间的问题是直接就去处理, 不经过祷告, 对不对?
Oftentimes, when we have issues between one another, we just go and confront them or we talk with them instead of going to prayer first.
但是主教我们祷告什么? 他说免我们的债, 如同我们免了人的债。
But our Lord Jesus taught us to pray, "Forgive our debts as we forgive those who have sinned against us."
所以我们在神面前要先得赦免, 要我们先愿意, 我们先赦免别人。
So for us to be able to receive forgiveness from our Lord requires for us to be able to forgive others.
这个事情要先在神面前处理。
And this must first be dealt before the Lord.
常常有时候我们这个人如果一面对一个问题没有先在神面前好好处理, 就直接去做, 常常就把事情搞得很糟。
Oftentimes, when we think we should do this and we don't ask the Lord first and we go ahead and do it, then we realize that it's all messed up.
但是你如果真的在神面前好好的处理之后, 有神的带领去处, 到实际和人和人之间处理的时候, 你会发现神有恩典，神有大能，神有工作在当中。
But if we truly have the Lord's guidance, when we actually follow up on what we want to do, then we realize the Lord's mercy and His love and His grace is there to guide us.
人和人之间的问题是非常困难的事情。
Relationships between people is a very difficult issue.
人是翻脸如翻书的，很快的，出问题的很快的。
It's very easy for us to have conflict.
但是呢，如果你在神面前有路，人和人之间的问题就容易了。
But if you have a good fellowship with the Father, then your relationship with others will improve as well.
所以这个处理也要先在神面前处理。
So in order for your relationship with others to improve, you must first start a relationship with God.
还有一面祷告就是，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Another aspect of prayer is, lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil.
这就是要脱离恶者。
Or to deliver us from the evil one.
脱离试探。
To deliver us from temptations.
不晓得弟兄姊妹当中哈，你有多少这样的祷告？
I don't know how many times, brothers and sisters, you actually pray about this issue.
我自从看到这个，学会这个祷告，我发现我很受益。
After I learned this prayer, I realized that it truly is effective.
不叫我遇见试探，救我脱离凶恶。
Lead me not to temptation.But deliver me from the evil one.
与我们生活的环境，我们所接触的层面，处处充满了试探。
In our environment, in our everyday lives, there are constantly temptations that we face.
处处都有凶恶。
There is constantly evil.
没有神的怜悯，我们常常就被这些给捆走了。
If it weren't for God's grace and His mercy, we would easily be captured by these temptations.
但是你愿意做这个祷告。你就常常可以经历，你活在神面前是那样的宝贵。
But if you take the time to actually pray this, you will realize that your life before the Lord is indeed precious.
有没有不晓得你们有没有经历说哈？你很久没有聚会，你正想要聚会的时候，然后呢，所有拦阻聚会的问题通通来了。
Have you ever experienced this, brothers and sisters, when you haven't been gathering for a long time and you want to come and gather with the brothers and sisters? And the day you want to, suddenly there's so many difficulties that you go through right at that moment.
我不想聚会的时候，天天都觉得很闲，天天都没事情。那今天想要聚会了，哇，突然这里也发生事情，那也发生个问题。
I don't know, brothers and sisters. You know, you might not worship a lot, and then suddenly when you decide to come and gather together, suddenly, oh, here's a problem here, and here's an issue here.
其实不叫我们遇见试探，就我们脱离凶恶。积极的面就是叫我们真的是能够。很直接的经历神各样的恩典。
I think the key to overcoming temptation and the evil one is truly to go to God's grace.
能够走在神所要我们走的那个路上。
To walk upon the path God has called us to.
神没有给我们恩典，神没有用大能的手保护我们，你很难走的。
If God did not give us grace, if God did not use His mighty hand to guide us, it's very hard to walk in His path.
神的儿女不需要一天到晚在那里，努力的求神迹启示。
We as children of God do not need to day by day constantly ask for marvelous signs from God.
但是呢，你如果说你可以求神呢，不叫我遇见试探，救我脱离凶恶，事实上你已经经历很多神迹启示在当中。
But if you just simply ask God to deliver you from temptation from the evil one, that already is miraculous in and of itself.
我们能够很正常的。长期的稳定的来跟随主来正常的聚会这里面需要神很大很大的恩典
for us to long term wise come continually before the Lord fellowship before him that is actually something very miraculous
你会发现你连我们自己要用这样努力都能做很难做到
you'll realize that even when you use your own strength to try to do it it's very difficult
但是如果主恩待我们不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，使我们的时间，使我们的机会做有效的用途，那我们就有福气。
But you will realize that if the Lord blesses us and causes us to flee from temptation and from the evil one and causes us to use our time wisely, that is a blessing.
所以祷告的生活常常让我们实际的去经历到神的智慧和神的道路。
And so we realize that through prayer, we can experience God's wisdom and His path.
缺少祷告的生活。你对神的认识都不真实。
If you do not have a life of prayer, then your understanding toward God is not complete.
你可以有很多的知识，但是你对神的认识不实在。
You could have much knowledge about God, but your understanding, your relationship with God is not complete.
但是你如果在祷告里面去经历他，
But if you experience the Lord in prayer,
你就看见神的智慧高过我们的智慧。
You will realize that God's wisdom is above your own wisdom.
神的道路高过我们的道路。
And that God's path is higher than our path.
我今天讲的不只是一个人的祷告。
I'm not just talking about personal prayers.
许多你丰富的经历组是在团体，是在教会性祷告里面经历的。
Many times we experience God's richness through church prayer.
所以教会性的祷告不是只为了那几个人的。
Church prayer is not just for a select few.
教会性祷告是为了全教会每一个人的。
Church prayer is for everyone in the church.
不是等到你有事情才来祷告。
It's not only when you have some dire need that you come to pray.
因为既然我们是彼此建造的对象。
Because we are supposed to build one another up.
所以我没有事情的时候，我也是建造人家的对象。
Even if I don't have any difficulties, I should still come and pray for other brothers and sisters.
我没有事情的时候，我也是被建造的对象。不要搞错了啊。
Even when I don't have any difficulties, I'm also one who is being built up.
我没有事情不是说我就不需要被建造了。
If I don't have any difficulties, that doesn't mean that I don't need to learn and grow.
不管我有没有事情，我都是建造人和被建造的对象。
No matter whether I have difficulties or not, I am one who is being built up and is building others up.
弟兄姊妹能够在一起，站在教会的立场上，能够向神祷告，这个建造是极大的建造。
For brothers and sisters to be able to gather together and pray for one another, that's a blessing and a very good encouragement.
我常常看到那个刚刚信主不久的，他如果很单纯的能够进入教会的祷告，不需要很长，只要几个月。
I often see that new Christians, when they are able to come and pray, they come for a few months.
他从很不会祷告变成祷告有很大的进步。
And when they come and they pray, they show vast improvement. So just over a few months.
甚至呢，本来是以自己做中心的，能够逐渐转过来以神做中心。
And I realize that their focus has turned not from themselves, from themselves to the Lord.
本来信心是很脆弱的，但是当弟兄们常在一起祷告的时候，他的信心就被建造起来。
And that his faith, even though it was very weak at the beginning, but through prayer with brothers and sisters, it has grown.
祷告聚会不是为着有事情的人祷告。
Prayer meeting is not for only people who have needs.
刚刚我们看了，祷告的第一件事情是为着神自己。
As you can see, the first thing in the Lord's prayer is for the Lord.
如果我们不是为神活着，
If we are not living for the Lord,
我们就是得着了神的供应。
Even if we receive God's provision,
也常常等于没有。
It's as if we didn't.
因为我还是为自己活着。
Because we're still living for ourselves.
神没有因为他供应我，使我对神的认识有什么帮助。
God's blessings for us doesn't necessarily mean that we will live for Him.
但是如果你是真的为神活着，
But if you truly decide to live for our Lord,
求神的国，求神的名，求神的旨意。
If you ask for his, look out for His kingdom, for His name, for His righteousness.
你就是一餐饭的需要跟主去仰望所得着的，这在勇士里面都有极大的价值。
Even if you ask just for a little bit from our Lord in His kingdom, that is of great value.
同样在求这个需要，可能这个求的结果是有很大的价值，也可能是很没有价值。
So when we're asking for His will at that point, it may be of great value in the eyes of our Lord, or it may not.
那看你的中心在哪里。
This all depends on where exactly is your focus.
你中心是以自己做中心的，毫无价值。
As we said before, if you're focused on yourself, then whatever you pray is not of much value.
因为我们这一个人都要过去的。
Because we are all temporal, we will all pass away.
只有神和神的一切是存到永远的。
But it's only God and His will that lasts through eternity.
所以在祷告生活里面一起来认识神的智慧和神的道路。
So may we through the life of prayer truly understand God's wisdom and His path.
在祷告里面经历神的大能。
And in prayer, learn more about God's power.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你对神的大能 有把握吗？
Do you have confidence in the Lord's power?
有经历吗？
Have you experienced it?
你要不要跟弟兄姊妹一起来经历？
Do you want to experience it with brothers and sisters?
不要等到你碰到走投无路了，你才来要经历。
Don't wait until you have no other path to go before coming before God.
不要等到你什么都没办法了，我现在需要帮助了。
Don't wait until you're like, oh, I don't really have any other way to go. Then come before Him.
神的大能不是要等到那种情况才可以经历的。
God's power does not require you to have no other way.
你只要愿意来，即使你本身没有什么需要，但是你跟弟兄姊妹在一起祷告的时候，你就看见神做工。
Even if you don't have any difficulties, if you're willing to come before the Lord with brothers and sisters to experience His power, that's a blessing.
好，我们前一阵子就是为这个徐南跟沈艳芳的身份祷告。
A while back, we were praying for Brother 徐南 and his wife. Their green cards.
O1
status.
啊，他这个经历是可以说是一个死而复活的经历。
For their experience, it was one of death and resurrection.
你知道，我们不是祷告一次两次，我们其实经历这个事情是一年多到两年的事情。
And we weren't just praying for it once or twice. We were praying for this over a year.
所以你一辈子只来一次祷告聚会，我想你可以不用来了。
So if you just come to prayer meeting once in your life, then I guess you might as well not come.
你不会有认识的。
You won't truly understand the Lord through that.
我们光祷告他这个事情都祷告一两年。
We prayed for him for 1 or 2 years.
你祷告一次的跟祷告一两年的差多少呢？
For you to just pray once and for you to pray 1 or 2 years, that is a huge difference.
对不对？有很多有时还更长的，对不对？
And sometimes there may be even greater differences.
所以这是一个很特别的经历。
So this is a very special experience.
然后在这祷告里面呢，你可以享受神的同在。
And we know that when you pray, you can experience God's presence.
那经历神的爱在当中。
And you experience His love.
神的爱不是请吃顿饭就是真的爱。
God's love isn't something that comes and goes.
当然，请吃顿饭是在爱里面请的，是有神的爱。
You can invite someone to eat, and that's a form of showing God's love.
但是你有没有发现，愿意跪在那里为你祷告的，跟你一起祷告的，神的爱怎样浇灌在当中？
But God's love is more than that. When you pray before the Lord constantly, you can see that God's love is made manifest there.
他自己没有事情，但是却为你的事情跪在那里祷告。神的爱要多大才能叫他这样做？
For someone who has no needs of his own to pray for someone else's needs, doesn't that manifest God's love?
所以在一起祷告里面，可以经历神的同在，经历神的爱。
So to be able to pray together, that demonstrates God's love and His power.
有时候我们常说，我就是没有经历过神的同在呀，我就是不就你就你一直活在自己活在个人里面，当然没有办法经历嘛。
Oftentimes we say, "Oh, I've never experienced God's power, His love." Well, if you've always been living for yourself, that maybe that's a reason why.
但是你如果愿意跟那些倾心祷告者的弟兄姊妹常常跪在一起祷告。
But if you are willing to pray with those pure in heart, you can truly experience it.
你不需要很会祷告。
You don't need to know how to pray.
你也不需要有很多的道理知识。
And you don't need to have many doctrinal knowledge.
你一跪在一起，你就知道神在不在那里。
If you kneel there, you will know if God is there.
你多经历久一点，等你回到个人的时候。
If you experience it a lot when you return to your own daily life.
我个人现在是不是有神的同在？我应该要知道。
You can know for sure in your own daily life if the Lord is with you.
我们常常会欺骗自己。
We oftentimes can deceive ourselves.
没有神的同在，以为有神的同在。
Even when we don't have the Lord's presence, we may trick ourselves into thinking we do.
有的时候刚好相反，有神的同在，我们却认为没有神的同在。
And sometimes the opposite can be true. We may actually have the Lord's presence, but we think we don't.
我们需要一起来经历主。
We must together experience the Lord.
一起来祷告里面经历主。
And together in prayer experience Him.
而且在祷告里面来一起见证，一起经历神的信实。
And in prayer, truly experience and testify of his faithfulness.
让神 这个信是什么？神的话怎样讲，神的旨意怎样成就。
And see that how the Lord has spoken in His word, that is what He will accomplish.
我们常常还只是为着我们的需要来祷告而已。
Many times we just pray for our own needs.
但是有一个祷告什么？是按照神他的心意、他的旨意、他的话来祷告。
But there are prayers that are prayed according to and for the Lord's will.
这是一个信心上的提升。
And this is an exercise of faith.
如果你能够按照神的心意来祷告的话，那表示说你要求神成就他所要成就。
If you pray in faith, you're asking God to fulfill His will.
我们在读这个历代志的时候，你就发现那个被记下来的祷告里面常常有这一点。
When we're reading the book of
Chronicles,
Second Chronicles, we truly see that the prayers which are recorded
那些就是怎么讲，神有很大作为的祷告，常常里面都有这一点。
We see that all the prayers that are written in there, the great prayers, all have this aspect.
纪念你跟亚伯拉罕所定的约。
They all pray, please remember the covenant that you established with Abraham.
纪念你曾应许把这块地赐给我们。
Please remember your promises to give this land to us.
纪念你建造这个殿的时候，我们向着这个殿祷告的时候，你就要成就什么事情。
Remember your promise that when we pray to this temple, that you will hear our prayers.
这是在旧约的。
This is in the Old Testament.
那今天神在他的话里面把很多这个心意告诉我们，要他成就他要成就的事情。
And now today in His Word, our Lord Jesus is still speaking to us.
我们是不是求呢？
Are we asking from Him?
我们刚看到说，神要在时间到的时候，使天上地上一切所有都在基督里面同归于一。
We read just before that in the future God will gather together in one all things in Christ in heaven and on earth.
这个只是放在你欣赏的一个招牌呢，还是我们求的一个重点呢？
Is this just some slogan that we look upon and just think about, or is this something that is real in our lives?
如果我们今天在一起聚会的弟兄姊妹连这个盼望都没有，那我们怎么能盼望神那个大的那个事情成就呢？
If we do not have hope even in this, then how can we hope that God will accomplish greater things in our lives?
所以当我们如果照着神旨意求，神旨意成就的时候，你经历神是何等的信实。
It is so blessed, therefore, if we ask of the Lord and He actually grants our request.
那许多的时候我们在祷告里面，我们也需要常常去支取恩典。
And oftentimes also, in prayer, we need to ask the Lord for His grace.
我们要参加祷告聚会都需要恩典才有办法参加的。
For us to be able to attend prayer meetings, that takes grace.
我记得我那时候还在台湾在政管会上班的时候。
I remember when I was still working in Taiwan.
我常常有时候到快下班的时候，觉得这头很不舒服，头痛。
Oftentimes, just before my work hours were done each day, I would develop a headache.
那个头痛可能是因为那个大楼是中央空调的关系。
It could be because of the way my work environment was shaped.
Central
air because of the central air system.
所以呢，那个痛也是痛的，真的很难过。
So sometimes I had a very splitting headache.
如果我想到痛，我就应该回家。
When I felt the pain, I felt as if I wanted to go home.
但是那时候主真的是给我一个恩典。
But our Lord Jesus truly gave me grace.
因为我去聚会是主叫我去聚会。
Because our Lord, when He told me to gather, He told me to gather with brothers and sisters.
所以我就会说，主啊，你既然是叫我去聚会，所以我现在去这个聚会呢，你就要给我恩典。
So I said to our Lord,if you want to give me, please give me grace, O Lord, to cause me to be able to attend this gathering.
我负责把时间把我自己交出来去聚会。
I've given my time to gather when you call me to fellowship and gather with brothers and sisters.
你负责我的头痛。
And so I'm giving this headache to you for you to take care of.
你如果看我也好的话，聚会结束以前或者聚会结束的时候，我没有头痛了。
If it's your will, God, please help me not to have this headache before I went go to gather.
我这一方面还没有失败过。
On this aspect, I have not yet failed.
有一次更妙的就是，我感冒了。
One time, something more miraculous happened. I had a cold.
感冒通常要一个礼拜才会好，这还是快的。
Usually with a cold, if you can recover in 1 week, that's pretty good.
我那时候就信心很足啊，胆量很大。我说主啊，我去聚会，出来你就让我好了。
I had a lot of faith that time, and I said to the Lord, if I go in and gather, when I come out, I pray that you will cause me to become better.
主果然给我。
And the Lord truly answered my prayer.
哦，这是主激励我去参加聚会。
This was the Lord's way of encouraging me to gather.
还有呢，我们在台湾的冬天常常下雨，下那个毛毛雨。
And if you've been in Taiwan, you know that in winter, oftentimes it drizzles during winter.
我是戴眼镜的。
And as you know, I wear glasses.
我骑机车。
And I ride a motor scooter.
外面还戴了一个安全帽。
And I'm also wearing a helmet.
安全帽上面还有一个玻璃。
And on my helmet, there's a there's a piece of glass.
我把玻璃。 我这个眼镜不要淋湿的话，把玻璃拿下来。
And in order to make my glasses not get wet, I have to put down this visor.
骑不了几步呢，也通通看不见了。
And during winter, every few steps, every few feet, I can't see anything because it all fogs up.
把玻璃拿起来，眼镜都是水。
And as soon as I remove my visor, then my glasses get wet all over.
那看不见怎么骑车啊？
How do you see if you, how do you ride if you can't see?
而且骑机车是什么？是肉包铁，不是铁包肉。
And if you think about it, there's a difference between riding a motor scooter and riding a car.
铁包肉撞一下是铁坏了，肉可能没事。
If you drive a car, when it crashes, your car gets dented, but you're fine.
肉包铁不用撞，摔一下呢？ 这肉可能就烂了。
But with a motorcycle or motor scooter, even if you just fall a bit, you get hurt, but the bike may not get hurt.
我就跟主讲，我说我是铁包肉。
I told the Lord, hey, I'm.
我是肉包铁，我是肉包铁。
I'm riding on a motor scooter right now.
我说聚会是你叫我去。
And I told the Lord, you want me? I know you want me to gather.
我需要你给我聚会的恩典。
I need you to give me the grace.
我不管别人需要不需要。
I don't know if other people need it or not.
我需要,
I need it though.
我需要平安的去,
I need your grace to cause me to safely go and return. And to be able to cause me to have another chance to fellowship.
如果认识你需要很多聚会,
if I understand you, I need a lot of fellowship.
那我就需要很多很多次。
And so I need a lot of grace.
我骑车在路上的时候不要下雨。
And I ask that as I ride to fellowship that there won't be any rain.
你可以有云，你快要下雨，但是不要下雨。
You could have rain, you could have clouds, you could have wind, but please no rain.
我到了，随便你下。
As soon as I arrived, it started raining.
你要下多大，随便你下。
If you wanted to rain, you can rain as much as you wanted to.
我回家的时候，到家以前不要下雨。
But I pray that when I'm done fellowshipping, that as I ride home, there'll be no rain.
到了家以后随便你下。
And after I arrive home, it can rain as much as it likes.
我不晓得经历主多少是这样的恩典。
I don't know how many times I've experienced God's grace in this area.
有的时候甚至都忘了祷告，因为没有看天气啊，忘了祷告。
And oftentimes I even forgot to pray.
有一次我正好骑回我的学生宿舍，把车一放好，一进了这个大楼，哗，这雨就来了。
And I remember one time very vividly, I just returned from a meeting and I came home, I parked my bike, as soon as I walked into my dormitory, it started pouring outside.
你不知道我心里多感激啊。
You don't know how deeply my heart was touched.
神的恩典神眷顾我。
That I realized how much God cared for me.
我只是一个微不足道的人。
I'm only one person.
我只是为了单纯一个聚会而已。
I was only just praying for together.
没有什么别的目的啊。
I didn't really have any other purposes.
我说不定去那次聚会，我还没有听到什么东西啊。
Maybe in that meeting I didn't really receive anything.
我说不定还搞不清楚他讲了什么东西。And
maybe I didn't exactly get what he was talking about.
神给我恩典。
But God gave me grace.
我们需要神的恩典。
And we need God's grace.
需要经过祷告。
Through prayer.
你不祷告，对不起，你得不着。
I'm sorry, if you don't pray, you won't experience God's grace.
还有常在祷告里面要仰望神的怜悯。
And also in prayer, we must look upon God's mercy.
我刚刚信主的时候，我心里有一种想法。
When I first believed on the Lord, I had this thought. I thought, oh Lord, you're able to save me.
你知道我刚刚把这种东西这个写得很好。
You know that I often like what you've written.
别人是不是有这个本事我不知道, 但是我至少还会啊。
I don't know if other people can understand your word, but I definitely can.
我那时候就是学习怎样分析每一段话。
So at that, when I first believed, I was carefully analyzing every portion of the scriptures.
所以呢, 我想说, 哇, 我说, 那我现在读圣经刚好一段一段来分析, 那就不是很厉害了吗?
I thought to myself, hey, if I analyze the Bible in small chunks, I can become really good at understanding it.
等到我真正要读圣经的时候, 主就说你放下, 我不要你这个东西。
But when I actually started sitting down and getting to the Word, the Lord Jesus spoke to me and said, I don't want you to do that.
当我再读的时候, 我就发现, 没有神的怜悯, 根本读不懂。
I realized that without God's mercy, no matter how many times I read it, I won't be able to understand it.
怎么可以随便乱分析的?
How can you just analyze the Bible carelessly?
跟随主也是这样。
Following the Lord is like this.
我觉得保罗的例子很明显。
Paul's example is very evident.
保罗呢, 他说, 我是, 他曾经, 他比较年轻的时候说, 我是众使徒里面最小的。
When Paul was younger, he said, I'm the least of the apostles.
他是使徒里面最小的。
He was the least of the apostles.
但等到他再年长一点呢, 他说我是众圣徒里面最小的。
Later on, he said, as he grew older, he said, I'm the least of all the saints.
等到他年长了, 他说, 我是罪人中的罪魁。
But when he matured even more, he finally said, I'm the least of all sinners.
保罗早期的书信说, 愿恩惠平安, 从主耶稣和父神归给你们。
At the beginning, Paul said, May grace and peace be to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是当保罗年老的时候呢, 他写书信的说什么? 愿恩惠怜悯平安。
But as Paul grew older and he matured, he began his epistles with, May grace, mercy, and peace be to you.
你经历主不够多,不够丰富, 你不会感觉神的怜悯。
If you do not richly experience God, and you will not be able to experience His mercy.
你对自己的认识不够深入, 你不会觉得你需要神的怜悯。
If you do not truly understand your own state, you will not be able to appreciate God's mercy.
We oftentimes
think, oh, I understand myself.
你没有活在神的光中, 让神光照你一下, 让你真正认识你自己。
But have you ever lived under God's light and truly examined yourself?
你不知道需要神的怜悯。
You do not know how much you actually need God's mercy.
我不是讲你,我讲我。
I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about myself.
我天天都需要神的怜悯。
I daily need God's mercy.
我每一天的基督徒生活都需要神的怜悯。
Every day of my life, I need God's mercy.
我每一步路都需要神的怜悯。
And every step, I need God's mercy.
如果没有神的怜悯, 我们就没有办法达到神所要我们达到的那个境地。
If without God's mercy, I would be unable to attain His purpose in me.
我以神的怜悯, 为我可夸口的。
I can now boast in His mercy.
不管别人觉得我有能力或没有能力,
It doesn't matter if other people think I have abilities or not.
我需要的神的怜悯,
I need God's mercy.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
然后你在交通里面, 能够在至圣的信心上来造就自己。
And also, in fellowship, you can through wisdom truly be molded up into His image.
The most holy face.
Most holy face.
Yeah. Okay. 那就是主耶稣的信心,神的儿子的信心。
And that is the faith of our Lord Jesus.
所以祷告生活是一个很丰富的生活。
So prayer is a very rich experience.
希望我们能够借着祷告, 能够与主耶稣,与我们的天父有透彻的交通。
May we through prayer have a rich experience and fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ and with the Father.
好,我想今天因为时间原因我们就暂时到这里好。
I think because of time's concern, we'll just end here for today.
如果有机会,如果主再有带领,我们再往下交通。
If the Lord allows, we can have further fellowship in the future.
我们已经祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主,我们把这已经说出来的话都交回到你的手中。
Lord, we give all the words that were spoken into your hands.
求你用宝血遮盖。
Please cover it with your precious blood.
求你以智慧和启示的灵来启示我们。
Please, give us revelation with your spirit of wisdom and revelation.
借着圣灵来带我们认识，也为我们过滤，并且带我们经历。
Through the Spirit, please help us experience, please filter, and also cause us to get to know you better.
谢谢你给我们这样的机会。
We thank you for giving us this opportunity.
愿荣耀归给你自己。
May all glory be to you.
奉主耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.